keeping an eye on it. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House says it's monitoring the sit-down between the leaders of China and Russia as Ukraine is a major topic.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House briefing said it's not certain what the gist of Chinese leader Xi Jinping's talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin will be about. As it relates to Ukraine, Kirby says,
China has, as you know, not condemned the war, but they haven't provided lethal weapons.
Because of that, Kirby says it's hoped Russian troops will end the war by pulling out. If there is an end to be negotiated, the U.S. will help, but
nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine.
Meaning President Zelensky must be at that bargaining table. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A former advisor to one-time Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is accusing Cohen of lying about payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels. On Trump's behalf, Robert Costello testified before a Manhattan grand jury today.
You think a guy whose mindset right at that moment is a lie, cheat, steal, shoot somebody, whatever it takes, I'm not going to jail. Well, he went to jail, and now he's on the revenge tour.
Meanwhile, law enforcement says they don't expect Trump to be arraigned until next week, and a virtual option has been taken off the table as the Manhattan DA is opposed to it. Miami Beach putting a curfew in effect over the weekend due to violence during spring break, including two deadly shootings and rowdy crowds. The city banned alcohol sales after 2 a.m., but
we cannot balance public safety with business. I'm sorry to say that, but it's just true. If people are getting shot on the street, then we're going to act. And that's just the way it is.
Mayor Dan Gelber, the curfew ended this morning, but the city commission decided against another one this coming weekend. Actor and comedian Jason Sudeikis at the White House this afternoon promoting mental health awareness. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The family of a young man killed in South Carolina 8 years ago is exhuming his body after a once wealthy attorney was found guilty of two other murders.
The mother of Stephen Smith says they are using money from their GoFundMe to exhume his body. Stephen was found killed on the side of a road not far from Alec Murdoch's property in 2015. Investigators initially said he was hit by a car, but attorneys and case watchers have questioned the lack of evidence that a vehicle was involved. At that time, Stephen and Buster Murdoch, Alec's oldest son, were classmates. Buster says in a statement he is aware of baseless rumors circulating about him and Stephen. He denies any involvement in his death. After Buster's mother and brother were killed, investigators said they were reopening the Smith investigation. Smith's mother said after her son's death, Alec, who was an attorney, called her and offered to represent her. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Your electric vehicle may be totaled in an accident for an unexpected reason.
Down at the scrapyard, electric vehicle batteries are piling up. Despite talk of sustainability, turns out there's no way to repair them after a wreck, even though they're worth tens of thousands of dollars, up to half an EV's cost. So insurers find themselves writing off entire vehicles, totaling them over a scratched or slightly damaged electric battery. Reuters reports EV salvage sales on low-mileage Teslas, Nissan, Hyundai, Stellantis, BMWs. Industry experts predict unless the repairability issue in EV batteries is fixed, batteries will continue to pile up, and EV insurance premiums could pile up for drivers, Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Amazon set to eliminate another 9,000 jobs. CEO Andy Jassy sending a memo to employees that the cuts would mark the second largest round of layoffs in the company's history. Amazon had already cut 18,000 jobs in the past few months. This time, the cuts will be hit its cloud computing unit, AWS, and its advertising business. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.